Yeah, I've reached emergency roadside. My name is Jordan. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I've been trying to get roadside assistance for 2 hours, and I'm currently on hold for 25 minutes for someone to help me. I'm in California, and they have tried to send two people out from Massachusetts. I got a phone call saying, "Where are you?" And he's in Massachusetts, and I'm here. My phone is dying. I'm sick. It's raining. And I need somebody out here as soon as possible. And I told this other lady that, and she's had me on hold for 25 minutes. Can you help me?
What's your phone number?
415-763-9155. Is that a yes? You can help me?
Give me 1 second. Susan?
That's me, Susan Harper. 2 hours I'm waiting, and I'm in California, not Massachusetts. Can you see my order there?
Yes, give me 1 second.
Okay. I'm on hold with someone else that may be doing something about it. Oh, here's another one. From area code 561, 60 minutes. That's not my area code. I'm going to ask him where.
Okay, ma'am, but if he dispatched it out, then that's the call that took it. They don't necessarily have to be from the same area they come to you.
Oh, do you know where Massachusetts is from California?
Well, not Massachusetts.
I know it doesn't have. Okay, I'm asking him, where's your location? Because the last guy was in Massachusetts, I'm in California.
Yes, the new address is 19 Francis Avenue in Larkspur.
Yes.
Yes.
What state do you have?
California.
And can you tell me the address of the new guy? Here is a 415. Okay, that's where I am, but it's ETA, 60 frigging minutes. We've been here 2 hours. Can you make this any faster?
If you cancel this service, it's not guaranteed that you'll get a shorter ETA.
Can you work on a shorter ETA or tell me your manager's number or something? Because this is unacceptable.
So you want to speak to our
manager? I know it's not your fault. Yes, I'd love to speak to a manager.
All right. 1 second.
I could call this guy and see if it's really going to be 60 minutes, but first I want to speak to somebody. Okay, I'm going to call them, and I'm also going to call the manager, and I'm also going to call my insurance company because this will be 3 hours I'm waiting, and that's just unacceptable. So thanks anyhow.
You're welcome. Have a
great day. Bye. Okay, that's the first person that... Okay, so ma'am...
Yes.
I guess there's nothing you can do. I've got a guy coming supposedly in an hour, and I'm going to call them, but is there a manager available?
I have to see. Give me 1 second.
Where you been? I thought you were napping.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Wait,
careful. Is she thirsty?
I'm going to just unplug
it. Yeah, just unplug it. Poor little girl.
Oh.
It was almost. Yeah, you can put this on. Okay, that's good.
Is this the one you're trying to charge?
I'm trying to charge both of them because this one died almost. And I went to use this to charge it, and it was almost dead.
I still think if I gave you your back seat, I might be able to pop that thing open from the inside, but I don't look forward to doing
that. I don't think that's a good... This is unacceptable. I know we are, but it's not laughable right now.
Excuse me. Do you guys have a call center all over the U.S.? Is that why everything's taking so long?
Yes, we do service all over the U.S.
And why is it taking so long to get a manager?
Because they're assisting other people.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to call the towing company or the auto service company and tell them what's happening and see if they can really come before an hour. And then I'll just have to deal with my insurance company and you guys later because I can't be sitting on hold waiting for a manager. I've already spent 2.5 hours on this. Thank you, though.
Okay.
And you guys, all three people I've talked to need better phone skills. Bye-bye.
I mean, what do you expect if you've been bugging us for the past hour?